on another issue, we know that National Party pre-selection for the state seat officially opens today. Already two people have thrown their hats in the ring. The rumours about you have been rampant for months now. Are you going to nominate for National Party pre-selection?
Look, Kelly, I've told you on numerous occasions I would wait till those nominations officially opened. They have officially opened today, and I will tell you, yes, I am going to officially nominate for pre-selection.
What tipped your decision there?
Oh, look, Kelly, I probably started about a year ago when I saw enormous frustrations at the state level in terms of their, I suppose, governance. I announced it at the last local government conference in Tamworth that the only reason atrocious governance was allowed to exist was because of the weakness of the alternative. And I say that at a state level, that the alternative, and I look at both the Liberal and National Party at that and say, you need some better alternative, and the only way you're going to get that is to actually have different people nominate. Now, I've said all along that if we can change the way the state operates, there is sufficient money there. When you look at the wasteful nature of some of the decisions they've made in the past, we can correct that.
You have attempted to run for the National Party before. What chance do you think you'll have now in a community pre-selection?
Look, I really couldn't say whether that's going to change greatly or not, but I would hope that the record that has been established for this area in the last 5 or 6 years would be sufficient to say that, yes, our governance has been good. We have actually been able to restructure things to actually get the funding to do some of the projects that we would like to do in this region. And I hope that that people will judge that as a basis for seeing whether they would like to pre-select a new candidate.
Well, we just got an SMS, James Treloar, and it's saying that Tamworth Regional Council doesn't seem to be answering questions in regards to the application we were just talking about. TRC only cares about Tamworth. And that's from Greg. Now, I wonder if that's something you're going to come up against, though, that you may have the confidence of the city people, but in regional areas, in regional surrounding areas of Tamworth, especially Baraba, possibly, there may not be a lot of faith in your work from Tamworth Regional Council.
Look, I would agree with that. That's a fair statement. When we were amalgamated, one of the things that council did was they did everything they could to maintain the independence and the recognition of those regional centres. We worked very hard to ensure Nundle maintained its identity, Baraba, Manila, those communities maintained their identity. We also worked fairly hard to make sure they were structured in a financial and sound fashion. Now, in terms of Baraba, this is the only council that has ever allocated funding towards a pipeline. Now, we've allocated that money in a budget. It doesn't happen overnight. We did it in 2008. It's now coming up, and the money is there for that community.
What about support out at Gunnedah? Do you think you have any support out there?
I'll have to test it, won't I? I don't know. I would hope so. I would hope that Gunnedah would look at it as an opportunity to be part of, and I would predict at this particular moment that there will be a change of government, and I would hope that the Gunnedah community would be wanting to be part of a new government that's going to move the state forward.
Do you think that any of the controversy that I guess followed you over comments that I know you say were misquoted in the Sydney Morning Herald about the Sudanese community will come out in this at all in this community pre-selection, councillor?
Oh, look, Kelly, I'd be very happy to defend what happened with the council and what we did in terms of our community in a very, very difficult issue. I think, acted very, very soundly on the basis that the infrastructure that we had in place did not cater for people who were coming directly from a torture and trauma situation. If they could have addressed that, we were happy to move forward with it, but we certainly didn't have the provisions in place to adequately address those issues, and I think the federal government rightly acknowledged that in the end and ultimately changed an immigration program on that basis.
What will be your main, arguing points or main points to promote yourself on, and what main issues you'll be chasing during the community pre-selection and if you are successful and win it?
Oh, look, Kelly, I think there has to be a change of governance at the state level. I think they actually have to sit down and look at the budget they have and where they are spending that money at the moment. They have a very, very significant budget. People need to be aware that when GST came in, there was a massive windfall for every state government in Australia. New South Wales was one of those governments. We have not used that money wisely, and we have not addressed the issues of recurrent expenditure in the state. We just tick off each year after year after year. This is a recurrent expenditure. We just keep funding it. No, we need to turn the budget upside down. We need to look at where we're going to spend that money. We need to be conscious of what needs to be done in the state, and you go forward and address the issue. We had to do it at a council level. I'm sure the state can do it at a state level.
What indication do you have that there's support within the National Party for your nomination?
I haven't got any indication of that at the moment. I would obviously now need to go and seek that support. I need to now go and speak to members of the National Party and convince them that that I would be a suitable candidate for them.
Does this now mean you stand down as mayor?
I've already announced that last September. I announced that this was my last term as mayor, so I would go through till September, and obviously I would be standing down as mayor as of September.
Should you do it earlier than that, while you're seeking community pre-selection? Will you politicise the role, though, unless you step down?
Well, that's one of the reasons why I haven't announced it earlier, and that's one of the reasons that I have not been a member of a political party for an awfully long time, to make sure that it has been of an independent nature. And I think this particular role now, I will be able to go through to September before there is any political campaigning, I suggest, for the state seat. By that stage, I would know whether I am or aren't a candidate. But what I would be doing is making sure that as of September, when the electioneering starts for the state seat, that I wouldn't involve the council in any of that political debate.
So you don't think between now and September that you run the risk of politicising the role or the council by not stepping down from the mayor's position?
It's only a pre-selection process. It's not actually a political lobbying position. It's a pre-selection process. I would go through that pre-selection process and certainly won't be involving the council in any way in a pre-selection process.
Councillor James Treloar, thank you for your time this morning. We appreciate it and look forward to following the community pre-selection campaign.
Thanks very much, Kelly.
Thank you.